It's occurring to me as you're speaking that I think I've always had a little bit of confusion, or let's say melding of the terms mindfulness and concentration, and I wonder if you could sort of clarify what the difference is between them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a stupid question.
Yeah, 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 great. No, that's great. Because that's mindfulness is the say the quality of the mind that is attentive to its experience, and one of the definitions of say being possessed of mindfulness. Satima in Pali, is that it has the function to draw objects of the senses, the experience of the objects of the senses, into the heart, so that where we experience sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, mental formations, and we are able to know it, recognize it, bring it into the heart, and recognize it, be cognizant of it. That's that quality of mindfulness. There's a mindfulness, there's alertness, there's attentiveness. Concentration is the Pali word. I mean, and it's important to learn some of these words because because when we could translate them into English, they have certain connotations. So that just the word concentration has a certain cerebral quality to it. It's the mind, the intellect, being able to hone down onto something and to concentrate the mind. And but the word samadhi. From the Buddha's time, is much more of a heart quality of stability, firmness, kind of a gravitas or weight to it, so that it's not easily shaken. So that the heart is well established, it's stable, it's firm, not in a tight way, but in a way, it's like a pyramid is very stable, you know, sits on a big base, so that for the for the mind to be able to have this solid base that allows it to be stable and steady.
You often use the word collected, I think, too.
Yeah, collected is a good word. So that it's say the strength of the mind, it's gathered together. It's not diffuse. It's not scattered. Okay.
And I had a follow-up question.
Sure.
So that's a clear distinction for me.
Yeah.
But then what's now coming into my mind is you said earlier that mindfulness always comes before concentration.
Yeah.
And based on what you just defined, I would think it would be the opposite.
No, not really. I mean, well, not always. You know, in the sense that they should be supporting each other. But it's that mindfulness of being attentive to the object that allows it to come together and collect itself.